Hello, it's Chris McLennan from the Catherine Times again, talking about my column, which is on music. Everyone loves the music, and I love it as much as anybody. It helped having children who were talented and interested, especially my middle daughter, who's sitting across from me right now, who followed the musical theatre path and did the dancing, singing, everything sort of thing. And so I've written this week about my life going to a Steadfords as a very proud dad, and my son not being so proud but being the most bored son in the universe, and I don't think he'll ever buy a ticket to musical theatre again in his life. So this week we talk about music, how much we love music. I listen to music when I'm going up and down the Stuart Highway to Darwin on my iPhone, and I'm sure you do too. So we talk about who the best singers are, who the best female singers, the best male singers, the best bands. I went to a party recently where we had this sort of an argument, but maybe that's the sort of parties I go to. Might be a bit boring, but we had a big argument about who the best singers were, and we came to an agreement. I think everyone agreed, well, they were made to agree, that there's been some terrific singers around, and there still are. But Freddie Mercury, who's not someone who's really on my playlist a lot, but the Queen frontman certainly had it all. I think he had a 3-octave range in his voice, and he was like Stevie Wonder, had the same sort of range, I think. But Freddie Mercury, for mine, is pretty hard to top. So we talk about music and the sort of genres we listen to, and how, when we listen to them, and as children and as we grow up, and whether we're still listening to the Australia Day broadcast on Triple J to find out what's hot and what's not, or we're still stuck back in the 1960s. Anyway, we have a lot of fun with our music.